Humility keeps us mindful of the gift of salvation that we have received. Humility is the place of receiving God's love as gift. Humility is really the place where we recognize who we truly are. St. Teresa of Avila, one of the greatest saints in our faith, talks about how humility is to walk in truth. Meaning that when we are living with the virtue of humility in our life, we see ourselves as we truly are. We know and recognize who we are before God. It's a very important thing in our life, because if you think about it, if we don't know who we are, there's a lot of problems that are going to probably come as a result of that. If I don't know who I am, how do I know what decisions to make in my life? How do I know how much God loves me? How do I know, you know, how to discern a decision in my life? All of these different things that are connected with humility. And notice, too, how knowing who we are is so connected with our path to heaven. Knowing the truth of who I am is so essential to become one with Jesus in heaven, because I have to know and live as a child of God, enter the gates of eternal life. The Lord says that all things that are not of him will be wiped away before we enter eternal life. I have to be fully 100% God's child and living in that truth before I can be at his side in heaven. So humility is the virtue of all virtues, because it helps us to begin on the foundation bedrock of our identity as beloved sons and daughters, on which the other virtues can be built. If I don't know who I am, it doesn't matter how patient I am, because I'm not being patient as a child of God. It doesn't matter, you know, how generous I am in my life if I'm not doing it from a sense of who I am as a beloved son or daughter of God. St. Joseph Calienzis, a Spanish saint, a beautiful Jesuit priest, talks about how if you want to be holy, be humble. And if you want to be really holy, be really humble. Humility, such a deep part of our life as Christians. And once again, it always comes back to this truth that humility is all about the reality that we cannot reach God and eternal happiness without recognizing that salvation is a gift given to us freely. It's not something that we can earn or control. It's a pure gift from God. This is the power of the gospel passage today, and what Jesus is trying to get at through this parable of all these people who come to this banquet, and then some people are choosing the higher places, and then, you know, Jesus says, well, they need to choose the lower places so that then they can be invited up. If they choose the higher places, possibly the host will ask that person to go to the lower place. What is Jesus talking about here? He's talking about a person who goes into a banquet and isn't recognizing the banquet as a gift. They're presuming their status at the banquet, almost that it's owed to them. And if you think about the Pharisees, you know, Jesus is always in tension with them because they seek places of honor. They profess truth from this place of status that they feel they're owed, in the way in which they fit in the rest of the structure of the Jews. They would preach from that place of self-righteousness, whereas Jesus preaches from a place of humility as being God's son, relating everything to him. Even as he's suffering on the cross, he's relating everything to God. Every miracle that he does, he turns people's eyes to his heavenly Father. He does nothing out of a self-righteous pride, which the Pharisees often live in. So much of our life is about being able to live in that virtue of humility that Jesus showed us in our life. To be really have a deep sense of relationship with Jesus, knowing that his love for us is pure gift. And not walking in pride, because pride, once again, is not knowing who we are. We're living out of a place of not really knowing that salvation is a gift. It's a place where we're claiming it as our own. It's really a place where we say, God, I don't need you. I've got it. I'm going to save my own self and win my own place in heaven. I'm going to, maybe through my good works or my generous acts, I'm going to build up, you know, credit so that when I get to the gates of heaven, I can just show a long list of all the things that I've done. I'm going to earn salvation instead of just receiving it. So maybe, you know, think about in your life, maybe ways in which you've had this self-talk before. Man, Lord, I'm a pretty decent person. You know, I go to Mass on Sundays. I contribute to the collections when they're taken up. I even, you know, give regularly to the second collections, to St. Vincent de Paul. I give charitably. You know, at my work, I kind of do different things there as well. You know, I reckon I'm about as good as you want me to be, Lord. It's a temptation for all of us, maybe even as a parent or in your role as a spouse. Man, I sacrifice. I go to work every day to provide for my family. I put in my 8 hours. You know, I go through all this stress to do this. So I'm owed all these things at home. You know, time in front of the TV. You know, I'm owed all of these, you know, maybe small pleasures that over time start to become a place of finding my identity and worth. You know, so as a priest, we get those temptations too. Man, Father Joseph, you're living your life completely for the Lord. You've given everything, you know? You've even given up a family out of love for God's flock. Man, you're doing great, you know? Or even a way in which I walk about my day thinking about all the things I've done and thinking about, too, my day being good or bad based on the things that I've accomplished. Once again, a way in which I feel like I'm earning my salvation as a good priest. But my salvation, my sense of worth as a beloved son of God, doesn't come from anything I do as a priest. In fact, my priesthood flows from the gift of the sacrament of ordination, just like marriage, just like our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God, which comes from the gift of salvation through our baptism. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. How do we have a sense of that in our life? And notice how Jesus connects that virtue of humility with service to the poor. So he talks about the person sitting at the lowest place of the table, which is where the poor would be. He also talks about right after the parable, he talks about not inviting to the banquet those people who are of the same status of you. He says, invite the poor, those who can't repay you. Because service to the poor connects us to what? Our true reality of poverty as sinners before God. We're all poor sinners, children of God that can never earn salvation. You know, we all merit death through our sin, and God has freely chosen out of his generosity of heart, out of his merciful heart, his sacred heart that pours forth on the cross to redeem us despite that. So in our life, how do we have a connection with the poor in our life, serving them, being close to them, realizing that our status is actually with the poor, so that we stay deeply connected to this sense of God's love for us as gift? You know, I was thinking about in my life kind of a similar parable that I think everyone goes through in like middle school and high school. Remember like the cafeteria where everyone, you know, goes in the middle of the day, and there's tables where there's all the different cliques, there's all the different places of status at the cafeteria. Over here you have, you know, I don't know, kind of being a little cliche, but you know, the sports people, the cheerleaders, the football players, and you got over here like the popular kids, over here you got the band guys, and then usually what, there's one or two tables of what, the geeks or the kind of people who don't fit in. I remember in high school kind of always wanting to be at the right table, and you'd almost walk in, get your tray, and you'd immediately do the scope out. Okay, who's sitting where? Okay, all right, we're not over there this time. Okay, we're over here. All right, here we go. And you sit down. And think about how often our world is like that. Our world almost even reflects that. Everyone has their proper place based on your status, how much money you make, a sense of the image of falsehood, the image of pride, self-righteousness that we present to the world. We even do it here in the church. Oh, look at how good of a Catholic or a Christian I am because I do these ministries. I show up at all the events. I follow everything that Father Joseph and Father Will ask me to do. We even do that. It's a sense of posturing, a sense of this is my place at the table. You know, and I'm comfortable here. I'm comfortable with the people around me. And so often we're so concerned with that in the world, we miss out on a sense of being with the poor. It doesn't even cross our mind. So we go about our life, you know, in the grocery store, you know, here in Georgetown, and we don't even see the poverty around us, the people who are in need of receiving the love of Jesus, who is the host at the banquet, who really is just yearning to give that sense of his heart, the gift of his flesh, the food of eternal life, the body and blood of eternal life, to those who are humble and ready to receive it, those at the lowest at the table, those who haven't claimed the meal of salvation for their own. So how do we end our life? I remember in high school, when I was growing in my spiritual life, I actually did it a couple times, and it was one of the most difficult things I think I did in high school. I felt I was supposed to go sit with the people at the lowest table. That's hard to do in our life, to choose to put ourselves with others that, in the eyes of the world, have lower status, who don't fit in, who, in choosing to go sit with them, we then maybe take on some of that sense of, ugh, that the world looks at those people with, a sense of, ugh, you don't fit in. How could you sit with them? You're not one of us now. Notice how that's exactly what Jesus did in his life. And because of that, he was killed. It was the Pharisees who exactly looked at that and said, ugh, he doesn't fit in with us. He can't be a prophet of God. He doesn't have the status and sense of goodness before the Lord that we have. So often in our life, we can easily fall into that. So Jesus today is challenging all of us. How can we be renewed in the sense of littleness, childlikeness, that allows us to live in this gift of humility that is the font of life for all other virtues, that helps us deeply know who we are and can, through the power of knowing who we are, be freed as a child of God and in joyful gratitude. Everything we then receive in our life is a gift. Yeah, I'm blessed with a big house and lots of money and all of these places of status, but look, that's a gift, and now I can freely give it away and I can bless others. And as I go to a lower table, to those who don't fit in, I then raise them up through the gift of their life. And then actually, in being with them, if you've ever gone on a mission trip or anything like this where you actually get to serve with the poor, you actually realize they actually lift you up. There's things that you've lost in being up at the high table, the sense of posturing and using all this energy to try and fit in. You've lost the sense of like the just the joy of life. That if you've ever gone to, you know, like a lower place at the table, it's like they're just so much free, they're just having fun, because hey, we don't have to fit in, we're just having a great time. A sense of just kind of that joyful heart that we all yearn for as children of God, that only comes for the humble knowledge of who we are as worthless sinners that God has chosen to love and to choose as his children. So we ask for that grace today, that as we come before the eternal banquet table, as we're gathered here, maybe all in our regular places, our regular seats, me even over here in our regular presider, my presider's chair, all knowing that we all are one as God's children, as sinners yearning for the gift of salvation that he offers us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We ask for this gift today, the gift of humility, the gift to receive the Lord in all that he is. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.